Okay, we're continuing now with the 12th Mishnah of the first parak of Pirkei Avot. We're quickly approaching the end of the first parak. And this Mishnah is a fascinating Mishnah. It's fairly well known. And the Mishnah says, Hillel v'Shammai kiblu mehem. So Hillel and Shammai received from them. Hillel omer, havi mitalmidav shel Aharon. Right, that you should be like among the disciples of Aaron. So what does that mean? Ohev shalom v'rodev shalom. That you should love peace and you should pursue peace. So what exactly does that mean practically? So the Bar Tanura quotes a fairly well-known passage in the Avot de Rebbe Natan, which says that Aaron HaKohen, when he would see two people who were in a fight, he would go over to each of them and tell them that he spoke to the other one, and that they're ready for and they're excited about the possibility of reconciliation, right? And that intervention, right, would facilitate shalom between two people. Now, I didn't see it inside, but Rav Blau pointed out to me that Rabbeinu Yonah has an interesting observation here about the relationship between Ohev Shalom and Rodev Shalom, right? That it's not just that Aharon loved peace in the abstract, but he actually was somebody who was Rodev Shalom. He was somebody who took those abstract ideas and applied them in real-world terms, right? And I think here the Mishnah may be sort of talking more broadly about the unfortunate disconnect that can exist between the world of ideas and the world of practice. That you can have somebody who's deeply committed to certain virtues, but that commitment is simply an intellectual commitment. Right, but when it comes to implementing those commitments in the real world, so this person really isn't that impressive in terms of really actualizing the virtues that he intellectually holds so dear. And therefore, the messaging here of the Mishnah is, if you really want to be like a Talmud of Aaron, so it's not sufficient just to sort of commit to virtues in the abstract sense, but really to be a student of Aaron means to live out those virtues, right, and to implement those virtues, right, in real world terms. The second part of the Mishnah says, "Ohevet habriot umekarvan leTorah," should love people, and then you should bring them closer and bring them closer to the Torah. So, who is this referring to? Is this referring to Jews? Is this referring to non-Jews? So, the Gra says that this is connected to the well-known passage in the Torah of V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, right? That you should love your neighbor as yourself. The Tiferet Yisrael specifies that it's not talking specifically here about Jews, right? That actually the directive here of Hillel, referencing the behavior of Aaron, applies to all people, not exclusively Jewish people. It's actually very interesting that the Tiferet Yisrael says that you're supposed to sort of maintain this ethic of love towards everybody. And he says, in one interesting observation, he says that if you do this, right, if you sort of foster this ethic of Aaron, well, by extension, people will become closer to the Torah, right? He says that, right? In other words, through sort of generating this ethic of love, talking to people respectfully, demonstrating a firm commitment to ethical refinement, that in of itself, right, will bring people closer to the Torah. I this reminds me of a teaching I once heard, quoted in the name of Rav Soloveitchik, that if traditional Jews want to bring Jews who are less committed to the Jewish tradition closer to traditional Judaism, the best way to do that is for the traditional community to be sort of moral exemplars of a life of chesed, right? That if the non-traditional world looks at traditional Jews and says, wow, they really are sort of representative of what a community should be in terms of their ethical refinement, right? That in of itself will bring people closer to the Torah. It also reminds me of a passage in the Torah itself where it says that when the non-Jews will look at Jewish observance, they will say, it's chochmarchem uvinarchem le'inei ha'amim, right? That they'll look at the Jews and they'll say, wow, their life of commitment really is, right, a life of wisdom. Now, actually, the Rambam uses that exact verse in the Mor Nevuchim to sort of advocate for a larger exploration of the world of Tameh HaMitzvot. And his argument basically is that if we're simply committed to halacha through blind obedience, and there's no way that the non-Jewish world would look at our observance patterns and say and be so inspired, right? It must be that the reason why the non-Jews are so inspired is because they see the way in which mitzvah observance makes us more refined as people, right? And therefore, through the recognition of the transformative power of mitzvah observance, they themselves will appreciate the wisdom of the Torah. So just to summarize, this is an extremely powerful Mishnah. And the first part talks about the theoretical disconnect between theory and practice. And it says, if you really want to be a student of Aaron, you have to be somebody who not only appreciates commitment to the virtue of peace, but you have to be somebody who lives out that virtue. You actually have to implement, right, that ethic, right, in terms of, in the context of your daily life. And the second part of the Mishnah sort of expands beyond the specific issue of peace and ensuring that there's no asymmetry between the theoretical and the practical. And it says that it's really important to love all of humanity. And not only that, but to bring them closer to the Torah. And the Tiferet Yisrael says, it doesn't refer specifically to Jews. Again, the Gra says, this is a referencing V'ahavta Recha Kamocha. But the Tiferet Yisrael says, no, it's not talking specifically about Jews. We may have a particular love and affinity for the Jewish people, our family. We still have to have a broader sense of responsibility towards the entire world. And it's that commitment, right, to chesed, to ethics, to righteousness, to justice, not only to people within our own community, but to the broader community, to that commitment in of itself that will foster a sense of the karvan l'Torah, of bringing people closer to the Torah, because people will recognize that Jewish life, Jewish learning, is not simply about blind obedience, but it's really about living a more virtuous existence. And commitment to virtue, in Jewish terms, has real-world consequences. When people see those intuitions playing themselves out, right, in the real world, they'll be inspired and they'll, at minimum, appreciate the Torah, or in a more ideal sense, they actually return to traditional Judaism. Looking forward to continuing on with the Mishnah tomorrow.